Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man.
Oops. Shit.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man myself, myself. I got the man myself, myself. Got so many girls on deck, on deck. I got the man myself. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better giving you the insight. Being hella honest, honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Time to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn what a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. It's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting. Keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single. He's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool. That's right, so the next date you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player? Well, it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options cause you know you got it. You're so fly, so fresh. Yes, this is the man mindset.
It is. Game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time.
All right, now there we go.
Right, let me make sure. Give me a second here. Shit.
What's going on? What's going on? Shout out to all my chat room dogs out here. I want to show y'all. Give y'all the announcement first. Lucario has one. 1950 has one. Now I have one, but I'm going to show you guys. I got this virtual reality motherfucking thing. What I'm going to do is we're going to have something special. So when I'm working out, now I'm playing video games. We're still going to do a live show where I can talk to the chat room dogs and spit games. So while I'm gaming, we're going to be spitting game at the same time. So that's coming out. I want to bring y'all new things and stuff like that. So I got this motherfucking thing. So I'm ready. I'm setting it all up, setting everything up. But once I go live on here and I got everything set up, I think I have to have a Twitch account to do this shit. So I'll let you guys know, give you all the information, and then I can take your chat messages that you have on Twitch, and what I can do is I can go ahead and read them while we are in this virtual world. So I just wanted to let you guys know. As a matter of fact, I just got this. I just want to show y'all, man. Look at what I got. Oh, man, they don't have a picture of it. I'm be like shooting motherfuckers. I got the guns and all that shit. So I'm gonna be shooting, capping off zombies, sword fighting, working out. But we're gonna do it together. While I'm doing it, y'all watch, and we're gonna talk and spit game, because game doesn't sleep, gentlemen. Game doesn't sleep. But I want to welcome all you guys to the show. What's going on? I am the Dean. Class is in session. I want to say what's up to everybody. I hope everybody is doing good. I want to give a shout out to the chat room dogs out there. How y'all guys doing? First and foremost, I want to shout out to the guys right here. The 179 on the last year that stepped into the plate, and I had 179 likes. So I want to say thank you to all you guys. I ask all you guys to get the opportunity. Go ahead and like, subscribe, and share to it. I need to show you more of this instead of the end of the show. Show you in the beginning, guys. If you get the opportunity, go ahead, hit the like button. It helps the algorithm. Go ahead and subscribe if you have not subscribed. And share this to your boys if you haven't shared or not. But now with that being said, what's up, ladies? Wait, hold on. Before I even say something to the ladies, hold on a second, ladies. Let me go ahead and say something to my dogs in here. Guys, go and get your crayons out. Guys, if you have a question, put a Q. If you're texting a woman, you don't know what to say, put a T. If you're talking to a woman and she's throwing you off your square, put a W, and I will spit it like I would. I do want to say this, not just to the ladies, but to the guys out there real quick. I've been getting a lot of pats on the back for a lot of guys being shocked at how your scribe works. A lot of guys actually didn't even realize that how it works. They always hear me talk about scribe and all this other stuff. So what we'll do at the top of the next hour, we're going to set up another scribe scenario to show you how to take a thought, put it in your studio, mix it down, market it so you can text it, voicemail, or video to a woman, okay? So I want y'all guys to do that, because I'm going to add some more things. But like I said, we got a VR thing going on. I'm setting all that up, where we'll go in this virtual world and wherever the fuck I'm in, you'll see my little cake ass with the headset on. But behind me, you'll see what I'm looking at. But we'll also have your chats in there as well. And we're going to – and I'll be able to talk. And I'm showing you, I even got the microphone. So I got all the little pieces together. I just got to get all this shit together. But anyway, I want to welcome you all to the evening. Ladies, how y'all doing? How y'all ladies doing? What's going on, ladies? Shout out to the ladies out there. How y'all doing? Well, we have a good show for y'all guys today. If y'all are just joining us, y'all can call in. Y'all have the number 563-999-3056, 563-999-3056. And the thing about this show that I always say for a lot of you guys, this show isn't for everybody. And, you know, unfortunately, I had someone today that I had to tell someone that because, you know, one thing I always tell you to do, guys, and I'm not going to, you know, out the person because I really appreciate him, but it's sad that a lot of you guys really don't want to learn game. Gentlemen, since I can remember, I've always been saying this, and I always say this to you, I always tell you guys, if you have not done it, go to the dollar store, go to Walmart, get a 100-piece puzzle set, and begin the process of understanding game. I say this all the time. Had a client today that had the nerve to tell me he didn't have his puzzle sets because he felt that he didn't need them. He felt that, you know, it wasn't going to help him. And when you're like that, man, you're just, this ain't for you. Because if y'all heard the show last night, we were talking about Mr. Miyagi. See, most people don't understand what game is about. They think game is about women, just like Daniel thought karate was about the kicks and punches. When Miyagi gave him the towels to clean off the cars and all that other stuff, wax on, wax off, he got mad and upset because he was looking for, show me how to kick and show me how to punch. And that's when you don't know game. You have a perception of what you think game is, just like most of you guys. Most of you guys, your perception is that the game is about women. Everything, I got to learn women. I got to understand how women operate and all this other stuff. But what we're trying to show you young men over here is that the game isn't about the women. And that's what some of the things. I'm going to talk about how I overcame it at a year. Well, I really didn't have it. But what I'm saying for you guys, I want you guys to learn how to overcome not only the negative thoughts that you have, the fears that you have, the anxieties that you have and stuff like that. That's what we're going to be talking about today, because so many times you want to meet a woman or you see her online or something like that, and you just, you know, you're so focused on what you think game is that you get thrown off of everything, because you automatically assume that I've got to impress this woman. I've got to bend over backwards and kiss her ass. I've got to do something to get this woman to like me, be interested in me and anything like that. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So guys, lock in. Y'all have the number. Call in questions. Put your cues in there. I'll make sure I try to answer all your questions. And again, we'll gather them up while I'm doing the show. Top of the hour, we're going to show you some scribe. We're going to do another scribe thing, okay? I think I'm going to start adding that in every once in a while, because I want to give y'all examples of what it's like when you actually have game. What it's actually like, how one cultivates and creates his mouthpiece, flavor, how he utilizes his scribe, utilizes his marketing team, utilizes culinary school, utilizes his drug of him to combine something. So then when either he meets the woman, whether it's face-to-face, on the phone, online, offline, text message, voice message, going live or video, he will be able to express that thought that he has come up with. So we'll do that at the top of the hour, because I want y'all to see how it works. It's really deep. It's a beautiful thing when you think about it, but I want you guys to see the beauty in it, because maybe if you do see the beauty in it, you'll start to understand that, wow, all this time I've been doing it wrong. All this time I've been thinking that the game is how I use a tactic and how do I talk to women, all this other stuff. Doesn't work that way. So let's get into it, guys. The lines are open. I would periodically check the lines as well. And if you had a question, put a cue in there, and we'll chop it up. Well, you know, so many of you young men out there, a lot of you are sad. A lot of you are hurting. A lot of you right now just don't understand why things are not really actually working for me. And, you know, one thing I always talking about that's really, you know, important to me is your worth as a man, your value as a man. All these things are and play such an important role of who you are. And it's hard to see how one gets over the humps and hurdles that he feels that's holding him back. And see, one of the things that I want to talk to you about is that the thing that I learned for me, and I tell you guys, I'm a very arrogant motherfucker, very impatient. But one thing I had to learn in the game was patience. But once I realized the man, see, patience is a skill, and it's one of the greatest skills that you can have as a man, because patience gets rid of the fear in a certain sense, and it gets rid of the anxiety and all that other stuff. We have patience, and I'll explain why you have that, but I want you to understand what patience was to me. You see, I just short fuse. If I want it, I go for it, which is good. I do go for what I want. But what I had to learn from my mentor when I was young is that I had to create an ability to wait and be patient and not get frustrated and realize the more patience I have, the bigger the chessboard I can see. The more patience I have, the bigger I can see everything. I can see it all with patience. And see, patience is one of the greatest knocks that a lot of you guys have, because a lot of you guys are not patient. A lot of you guys don't know how to display patience. And most of you are controlled by being impatient when there's times that you must show patience. Women are used to the surface dweller that is not patient. She can recognize a very impatient man by his behaviors, and I'm going to show you why that doesn't work. See, when you're impatient, you're showing her that, you know what, fuck what she thinks and fuck what she says. You just have to have what you want, and if you and you're going to go by any means to get it. And it shows a lot when you guys are trying to get with women and all that other stuff. You know, I had another guy today, and I told him I would talk to you about a little bit about this on the show. There was a woman that wasn't feeling good. And see, if he just had enough patience, he wouldn't have said what he said. See, what he was saying was what he thought was to make her, he's going to say something to make her think that, to make her feel good. But the way it came out sexual. She wasn't feeling good. And he says, oh, well, you know, I can come over there and make you feel, you know, I can make you feel right. Or I can make you feel something along that way that came off really sexual. And he was wondering, why hasn't she responded back to him? And I had to explain to him, like I'm explaining to you guys out here, is that sometimes that you guys out here run so fast that you're just focusing on one thing versus everything around you. You've got your focus. Yes, I know you want to sleep with women. I get it. I understand. And I'm not here to stop you or knock you for doing that. But what I learned through patience is that that is one of the things that throw women off. See, they're used to the average guy that always rushes. But they always get caught up in the man that's patient. Patient is one of the hugest skills that you must have. And it's patience of being a student of the game. But it's also patience when you get in front of a woman, realizing and showing her experience. See, experience is tied into your patience. How experienced you are with your mouthpiece, how experienced you are in talking sexual, texting sexual things, sexual voice messages, sexual videos, going live, masturbating on the phone, masturbating live on video, all these things, the date, setting up the kiss, showing her different sides of you. All these things take patience. That shows experience. But with that being said, now this is very important. I hope y'all are writing this down. This is very important. Hold on, let me check the phone lines real quick before I tell you what's very important. All right, lines are good. This is very important that you got to understand about the game. Patience shows experience, but patience can do a lot of damage to one who isn't a student of the game. Now, listen to what I'm saying. When you're a student of the game, patience is going to show experience. But if you're not actually a student of the game, your patience can bite you in the ass. And let me explain what I'm talking about as far as patience, okay? Patience, when you don't have game, is beating around the bush, which shows her you don't have any experience. Patience, when you don't have game, is walking on eggshells. Patience, when you don't have game, is trying to be your friend. Patience, when you don't have game, is trying to get her to like you. Yeah, you want to show her that you're a good guy and you're not like those bad assholes out there. And I'm going to be patient and pay. I'm going to wait 4 months, 5 months, 3 months, 6 months. And you know what? I'm not going to make a move because I want her to realize that I'm not like those guys. So what I'm trying to tell you, yes, Harry, patience will put you in the friend zone when you don't have game. Because you're utilizing something that you don't know about or you don't understand. And you think by being that way is going to get you the woman. But it's going to get you to be a brother, a nice guy, you're a sweet guy, you're kind, you're thoughtful, you're caring, you're understanding. Oh, I just love hanging out with you. Oh, you're just such a sweet guy. You're like a brother to me. That's when you don't use patience the right way. That's when you're too fucking patient because one doesn't know game. But what I'm saying is when you have game or you're learning game, how patience throws her off, how patience shows that you have experience, is because a woman can recognize a man that is great in bed. She can recognize a man that's great with women by how he moves and what he says and how he do things. See, he doesn't try to force sex. He doesn't try to push her to go to his house that night. Now, how does he have sex with the woman that night without pushing it? Because he has patience. See, when he doesn't make it about sex and he's with a woman and he's putting flavor in her ear, let's say they meet at a bar or a club and they're spending time together and she's losing track of time because of his patience. She feels like she's all the only woman in the world because of his patience. When she starts to be elevated and educated because of his patience and the fact that he's not even making it about sex, but he's giving small crumbs of sexuality or being sensual or being romantic or being smooth and all these things, what gets him to the house is the curiosity from the woman because she begins to start to be in tune with that person. Because she starts to feel like I've known this guy. This ain't no rapport. I'm not talking about rapport and all that NLP shit. What I'm saying is she begins to feel that, you know what? I can trust myself with this person. If I sleep with him tonight, he's not going to judge me. If I tell him nasty things about me, he's not going to judge me. Why? Because he's displaying patience. He's using patience. And that's how he gets the one-night stand. He doesn't ask for it, but there's a combination of things that he has done to push it even further. Give you a prime example. I mean, so many times. You know, I don't look to have one-night stands. You meet a woman, y'all start to talk. You go from the parking lot. You walk into the parking lot, and then guess what? Kissing 101 move, a little bit of five-play move with her clothes on, a little bit of making out move with her clothes on. Little touch of dirty talk, and then she's like, "You know what? You know a place we can go. Not my house, not a hotel yet." So we move from the car to a quiet area where then we get to the back seat of the car, and then we're doing all this other stuff. And then from that point, we will either have sex there. Now again, that's when she wants to have it. I'm never pushing sex. She wants to have it because of the moves that I'm making. Remember, I already have everything set up. I just can position myself. And sometimes from that point, she says, you know what? Why don't you just follow me? Let's go back to my place. Or is your place close over here? Let's go back to your place. Or you know what? Why don't we just get a room? And that can happen on the first night. See, I don't like talking about one-night stands because I don't want to give you guys a false impression that you can get one-night stands when you don't have any game. But men that have game get one-night, two-night stands, three-night stands, four-night stands, and five-night stands. They can meet a woman online, and within the first or second day, they're talking about sex already, talking about flirting and fucking. Or they can meet a woman, sits around and says that, you know what, hey, I'm not that kind of girl. I don't sleep with guys on the first date. I'm looking for something special, something great, and all the other stuff. And then she ends up sleeping with one of us because of the skill of patience, because I'm not looking at just one way of doing things. Technically looking at a multitude of way of doing things because I'm displaying something that most guys don't have and don't. See, when a woman realizes that she controls you through sex, there's nothing inside. There's no excitement. Now, again, this kind of goes back to the We Channel, Lifetime Channel, or any romance book that they read. They are being taught at a very young age, when some of these women do read some of these romance books, there's always the setting. It's like the bridges of Madison County. Well, even, not even the bridges, because Clint really wasn't an asshole. Clint was pretty smooth. But what happens is that they adapt themselves to realize that they're the boring wife in the story, boring wife, boring girlfriend, boring woman that is just with a bunch of boring guys, whatever. But she meets an asshole that just doesn't give in. He's just not trying to fight. Matter of fact, they're not even agreeing with each other. They're always butting heads. But the more they begin to butt heads, there's sexual tension on the back end of that, where all those books end the same, that they always end up fucking these guys because these guys are not making it about fucking. These guys are being total assholes and dicks by doing things their way and saying no to the woman and letting her know she isn't special. And then the woman's trying to give a little bit of fight back, and then they hook up, and, you know, at the end of those damn things, they always make it a happily ever after type bullshit. But what I'm saying is that all of this derives from patience. It all does, okay? CP, let me ask you a question real quick. You haven't explained the Texan 101 course when I use dirty talk versus normal conversation. Use dirty talk before a date. How do I transition between normal conversation and dirty talk? It's okay. If you actually watch The Branch, that answers your question. The Branch simply answers and shows you how to talk to women. See, the problem is, the problem is that this is what I'm talking about, why you fail and why you lose, because you're fucking thirsty as fuck. And the problem is you're not an interesting person, okay? I don't use dirty talk yet. See, if you actually listen to me, I'm going to tell you why you're not supposed to, because where's she at on the trust? What level of trust is she on? Because if she begins to trust you and you're doing everything right, she's going to start it up. See, here's a problem with a lot of you guys that are very impatient. It shows how lack of motherfucking skills you have. Because if you heard what I told you when it came to this stuff, was when she begins to trust you and realizes that you're not going to judge her, she is going to start to reach out to you and start to flirt with you. That's just one way. But where's your wine above your bed, your easel? Where is the guy? Why are you just texting her? Where are the voice messages? Where are the videos to push the thing a little bit faster where she looks behind and wonder why you have that above your bed? See, your lack of patience is why you can't see shit, because you're not paying attention to shit. You're not paying attention. So it is there, but you're not using all the tools that are in front of you to position yourself to begin the process, because you're so goddamn desperate, needy, thirsty, weird, and fucking creepy that they ain't going to do that shit with you, man. To the next fucking question, man. I can't understand why you guys don't follow directions. I don't understand. You're texting her. Why are you just texting her? I always tell you don't just text a woman. You don't. Alonzo, I'll get that over to you in a few minutes. I got you. I just saw it, Alonzo. It just came in. Alonzo, always remember, watch. Make sure you watch how you get your product. We always tell you, we got to get the notification, okay? Once we get the notification, just watch the product. But I'll get that over to you, all right? But what I'm saying to all you guys out here is that you're ready to talk text from texting and make it dirty. You've already failed and you already lost. For the fucking over 30, well, not 30 years, because texting didn't come in the I'm over probably 20 years about. I've always told you ways that you've got to communicate. You just don't text the woman, CP. Voicemail, CP. Video, CP, to position yourself where you're not, remember I just told you a few seconds ago, you're not even paying attention. How many times I keep telling you, I'm not talking about sex because I know the skill of patience, because I'm throwing her off already by not talking about it. But yet I'm very intrigued on the back end where she starts it because she wants it, because she chooses to go against her own belief. She chooses to go against her own morals and her fucking judgments. I don't do anything. She brings it up. But when you are trying to bring it up, you're fucking up. And I never tell you to bring the shit up. I always tell you to position yourself. Always, man. Come on, man. Let me check the phone lines real quick before we talk more about this patience. All right, lines are open and everything. Let's see here. Like I say, A-Dog, I'll get that over to you. Give me a second. I'll get that over to you. Well, Terrence, you're not ready to get over the fear of rejection. Because I'm going to ask you, before I even answer your question, you just say yes or no. Do you have your puzzle pieces? Just tell me if you have your puzzle pieces, and I'll go from there. Do you have your puzzle pieces? So I'm asking you a question. Before I answer your question, you tell me if you have your puzzle pieces, and then I'm going to keep going, okay? Let me get to the next one. Just answer yes or no, and I will tell you what why you can and why you can't. Let's see here. Let's keep going, guys. Okay, so you don't have your puzzle pieces. Then this is why you're always going to be what you are, because you're not a student of the game, dog. In order to get over this thing that you really think is rejection, you've got to follow and become a student of the game. And in order to become a student of the game, I tell all you guys before the show is to make sure that you take your lazy fucking ass to the dollar store or to Walmart and buy your 100-piece puzzle set and begin the process of learning game. If you don't have your puzzle piece, every old guy's asked this question, I'm going to ask you the same thing. Because you don't know how to communicate with yourself, because what you did, because you didn't have any game, is that you let the woman in your world. You invited her in, and she wasn't even worthy enough to come in. But because you didn't have a sense of self, you let her in. Because a lot of you impatient, surface-dwelling motherfuckers without game, that's why women run y'all, because y'all don't really want to learn anything, okay? Y'all don't want to learn anything, all right? Oh, my God. What are you talking about? Why? Gentlemen. Have I ever told you guys to do that shit at work? Have I ever said, get your 100-piece puzzle set and put it at your job? You're not even following the... I'm going to keep going, man. Guys, I got a question. Call in, man. I got y'all, but let's get back to patience and stuff. Guys, top of the hour, we're going to do a scribe for you guys and everything like that, okay? We're going to have a scribe for you gentlemen as well. But let's break down and let's talk about this thing that you guys will understand, okay? See, value comes in at having a mindset of withholding something from the market. See, the more you have patience and withhold from the market, the more the market wants it. Case in point, we were all small. Sometimes there was that amusement park commercial that said there's a big new roller coaster ride coming out on this date. If you watch Netflix, they will tell you Narcos. They'll give you a teaser coming out in June or coming out in May or coming out in April. Anything that is big and important, they will always tease you with it first and then let you know to build up the anticipation of you having to have it. See, the marketing and the advertisers are utilizing patience. They're just not saying it's out right now, here you go. They're saying that just like a movie, it's game is always around. Y'all just don't even see it. And think about your movie that you want to see right now. And what do? They give you a trailer of it to give you a sample of it, and then they give you a long-ass date to make you want to go see that really, really bad, because everybody is using patience on the, below the surface, but most of you surface dwellers are missing the mark and missing the point of what I'm trying to show you guys and stuff like this. J-Dog has a question. Some people say they're being patient, but they're actually procrastinating. Well, yeah, well, see, procrastination and patience, they're kind of, I don't say they're patient. See, patience and procrastination are two different things. A lot of guys just don't have it in them to want to do shit, so they make excuses. That's the passion, procrastination. I'm saying when you're talking to a woman, when you're interacting or putting your bid in with a woman, this is where the skill, it's not about procrastination, because the guy that is using patience is trying to prove something to the woman that I'm not, even though he wants to fuck her, he's like, well, I'm a good guy and I can wait it out because love has, you know, all that other bullshit they come up with. A lot of guys out there don't understand patience, but what happens is the man that procrastinates before he meets the woman is the same guy that uses patience where it bites him in the ass, because he walks on eggshells, beats around the bush, doesn't know what he's doing, and he takes his time because in his mind, in order to sleep with a woman, the woman has to like him. Who says every woman that sleeps with me like me? They didn't like me. They just wanted to fuck me. It's two totally different things. So that's how what I'm trying to get y'all guys to see as far as the game goes and how you guys have got to start changing the way that you look at things, how you move and things like that. That's what's important. Very, very, very important thing that we're talking about today, okay? Because what we want you to understand is that the value that you have in not trying to go after the pussy is going to win you favor from a woman faster, because women get thrown off by the guys that have game, but they're just saying, wait a second, I ain't trying to fuck you right now. I mean, you are sexy, and if the opportunity came, yeah, I would do it, but I ain't trying to fuck you right now. You want to know why they're saying that? Why that throws a woman off? Because most women, see, y'all think women want the guys that want them. No, man. They don't want those guys. They want the guys that can show and display why they have value to the woman. But they never sit around and try to barter or beg for ass or sex and everything like that. For a lot of you guys out there, so many of you guys out there, okay, you don't have a plan. See, plans come with patience. And a plan, I always keep telling you, is my four. I am patient enough for my fours. But I keep telling you, why am I patient? This is part of my patience and how I learn things. See, once I realized when I was in that motherfucking closet and my mentor was on that bed with that woman, I had a little mirror. If you slide a mirror between the door or the closet, you can kind of see the reflection on the other side. So he had his clothes on the whole time, and he was only in her ear. And here's someone that started taking the clothes off, masturbating, all that stuff, while he was just in her ear. And the lesson that he was telling me was, you can have it all when you go for the right pussy. But when you get the right pussy, what's going to make her want you that much more is when she invites you in. Never try to beg, barter, or try to prove yourself to a woman. Because the man that does that is a man who doesn't have experience, he told me. None whatsoever. But what I was, because see, I didn't understand, but I saw it to overstand. Because here it is, he's just in her ear. I don't know what the fuck he's saying, but whatever the fuck he's saying, got her horny, turned her on, made her play with herself. So it's like, okay, there's a validity to this shit. Wait a second. So I just got to be in her ear. I got to learn how to be in her ear. Got to learn how to get in there. But no, it's not getting in her ear. He had to tell my motherfucking ass when it cussed me out. It's not getting in her ear. It's positioning yourself to show her that something is going to be missing in her life if she doesn't have you in her life. As I told you before, it is always going to be about what I am when I'm not around, not when I'm around. I work what I am when I'm around because I take away her insecurities. I make her feel like the only woman in the world. I make her lose time. I make her smile. I make her think. I make her laugh. I make her blush. I never ask interviewing questions, and we have deep philosophical conversations. So when I float the fuck off and I go away, then she's thinking about me. But not only those things I just told you, how I communicate, video, texting, voice messages. So I'm already setting myself apart from the average guy by what I'm doing. M-Dog, I got you real quick. Let me see what you got here. Part one of two. She said, she texts, I like how you make me feel like the other day I couldn't believe I was telling you stuff about me that I really don't talk about. She says, then that's a plus for me. You seem caring and fun. I love that you are funny and you don't take things seriously. Well, my question is, do you already have the date set up? You should already, because if you don't have the date set up, you're fucking up already. Because let me show you how women are smart. If you don't follow what Unc is telling you and have that date set up within the first few messages, you're going to fall into it. Women are smart enough to put you in the fucking no man's land or no man's zone where all y'all doing is just talking to each other and not establishing anything. You can't lead from that position. So I don't know if you got something set up, so you need to let me know, M-Dog. Do you have something set up as far as a date? And I can continue to help you, okay? All right, so you good. So you got the date going on. So then this is what I'm saying. If you have your date tomorrow, brother, cop this. This is how you work your four. You know what? I'm thinking about you. Send me a photo right now so I can tell you why I look forward to having our ice cream date. Send that over to her. Make sure when you go on your ice cream date that if you're at the counter or somebody's waiting on you, you make sure you tell them the story of how you met and you let them know, when I ask for that little fucking pink little spoon or that testing spoon or whatever, that's when I'm going to go in for the kiss. So I'll be back over here. You see what I'm saying? Make sure you hit them with that, all right? Make sure you hit them with that. So just remember that, okay? 15 minutes, we'll do a scribe thing. Let me check the lines real quick. Lines are open. If you guys have a question, y'all can call in. The line's only open for two hours, so we're chopping it up, talking about patience. But like I was saying before, that I think a lot of y'all guys don't understand when it comes to game is that I'm never rushing sex. There's no need to rush it. Because when a woman finds value in you, she's going to rush it because she's going to start to feel more and more insecure. Thank you for the super chat, brother. Appreciate that, M-Dog. Thank you. She's going to start to feel more insecure because you're not making it about that. Everything I teach you guys is not making it about the sex, but positioning yourself to have her start the conversation of sex by asking you certain questions. Why do you have the wine above your bed? And what are those lights for? And why do you have, I didn't know you were an artist. I didn't know how you could paint. And another thing I just showed you, the fireplace. I've been telling y'all about this because it's getting, you know, it's cold outside and shit. Let me find it. Let me find that shit. I always tell you about this new thing. Don't believe me. Hey, nobody's talking about this. Y'all need to look into that shit. Y'all need to get that. There's magical fire that changes color and shit. Man, you understand if you make a video behind something like that or a photo behind something like that, man, she's going to want to know about that. And this is just another reason to use your four to push the ante to that, okay? All right, that's it. That's what I'm talking about, okay? All right, that's what's so important here. But the problem with so many of you guys, because you ain't standing on anything, you're always open, and that's the problem. You're too open, but you're very impatient, and your impatience is going to hurt you, okay? Because when you don't have really a plan and you're just throwing shit up on the wall, it shows, okay? It shows all the time. See, the reason why patience helps your game, okay, all right? And like I told you, see, what you don't understand, things that are always withheld from the market have more fucking value. Whatever withheld from the market has more value. And your dick should not be the first thing you want to give her. You want her to work for your curiosity. You want her to work for your motherfucking attention. You want her to work for your respect and work for your time and work for your dick. But you're just so easily and so willing just to hand it over. That shows a lack of experience and a lack of impatience, which women just find unattractive. But when you are able, see, there is always going to be value to the man that shows patience. The man that doesn't get frustrated at all. He's cool, calm, and collected. The man that, you know what? I tell you so many times, man, this is what I love. This is what I love. You know what? I'd give you one. I tell you, watch this one. I had this one joint, right? She was chill. She was keeping close to the vest. Remember, no trust, judgment, that she had value. Get to the car and everything, and guess what? I go in for the kiss. Guess what, guys? She didn't kiss me. I'm telling y'all, y'all thought I was gonna tell y'all I got the kiss. No, I didn't get the kiss. She didn't. She said, I just feel that, you know, I just need to get to know you a little bit better before I do that. See that right there? And you know what? Now, that time, if I was you motherfuckers, I'd be like, man, fuck you, man. I'm out. Oh, man, don't talk to me no more. Blah, 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 blah. I said, you know what? It's all good. Do things on your time, and we good. And then we ended things. But what happened was what threw her off was the fact that I wasn't frustrated that she didn't do it. She started feeling bad because here's the funny thing about it. She wanted to do it, but see, women sometimes want to do shit, but they know that I don't know him well enough to not necessarily do it, but is he going to judge me for doing something that, you know, we don't even know each other. I'm about to do this. Is he going to judge me for it? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I had patience. Remember, guys, I tried to kiss her. She didn't kiss me. I said, cool, it's all good. I wasn't mad about that shit. I was cool on the other side of the pillow. Calls me later on. She said, you know what? Are you busy right now? Like, no, I'm good. What's up? I said, you know, hey, why don't we meet at the park? Lake Spridger Ass Cheeks. She's like, oh, cool. So we met at Lake Spridger Ass Cheeks where there's a park over there and shit. And she was like, you know, I just want to talk to you about something. You know, it's just been weighing on me a little bit. I'm like, well, what's wrong? Because I'm all good. You know. It's not that I didn't want to kiss you. See, she started trying to justify the kiss. It's not that I'm just trying to kiss you. It's just that, you know, I just don't want to rush into things. And I don't want to, and listen to me. I said, listen, I'm not mad. I'm good. I'm cool with it. We don't need to do anything. What? So you mean you don't want to kiss me? I didn't say I didn't want to kiss you. I said, I respect what you're saying. If you don't want to do it, I'm cool with it. Look, we good. I'm not mad. Oh, but you want to just go kiss somebody else? Because she knows that I'm that motherfucker. Say, it's not about anybody else. I'm just saying to you that I don't need to rush this. I don't need to rush this shit. I don't. And we ended up kissing. We didn't fuck. We got close, but we didn't fuck. I ain't going to lie on my dick. We didn't fuck. But I'm just showing you guys that it happens sometimes, and I try to make that move, and they just ain't ready. But because of my patience, they feel some kind of way. It's like this is guilt that they feel bad about it, or they feel that I'm not interested or something like that. And it's a beautiful thing, man. But hold on a second. You live in a city, and I want to use that as an advantage to be a player. However, I'm awkward as fuck. What should I do? All right, where you go? You already know what you're going to do. You need to get your coaching soon. You already know. You already know. I don't even know. I'm not even going to ask you if you have your puzzle pieces. I don't even know if you have them. But anyway, I'm going to keep going. So let me check the phone lines real quick. In about a few minutes, we'll do a scribe and everything for you guys. I have one for you guys. But anyway, getting back to what I was saying, see, the thing that I want you guys to understand that you don't understand is that value is something that's withheld from the market. See, I want her to question that part of me because they're so used to the thirst that they're always prepared for the thirsty guys. They're just not prepared for the men because she can't figure you, she can't figure you out as a man. You see what I'm saying? She can't figure you out because she's wondering, why aren't you going after me? Why aren't you trying to fuck me? Why aren't you doing this? And guess who knocks on her door? See, guys, it's not just this guy knocking on your door. This motherfucker knocks on her door as well. And when he knocks on her door, his name is insecurity. Oh, he just doesn't like you because maybe you're too short. Maybe you got a little extra pounds. Maybe you got a wrinkle. Maybe you got a blemish. Maybe you have a mark. Maybe he just doesn't like women like you. Maybe he's just not interested in you. I mean, come on, look at you. Don't think it works just for you guys. He does work for us as well by bringing up her insecurities. And the only way she's going to feel secure is knowing that there's interest when you're not even bringing up the interest. See, a woman is already going to know there's interest from me from the jump because I let them know I want to get to know them in a more intimate way. I always tell you that all the time. It's a slam dunk, slam dunk. So but what throws her off is, well, if you want to get to know me in a more intimate way, why aren't you trying to get intimate with me? See that? I already went because I'm holding back from the market. That's what I'm trying to let you guys see, okay? Well, the patience is because she's so used to the average guy rushing the fuck, rushing to get her over. See, I always keep telling you the ultimate poster boy for patience who gets pussy is Bond. The ultimate, if any of you have ever seen a James Bond movie, you will understand what I'm talking about as far as patience. It's the patience that can bring out the sexuality of the experience. See, sometimes women don't want their clothes ripped off. Sometimes women don't want to just be bent over. Sometimes women like a man that likes to take his motherfucking time and peel the clothes off layer by layer. Peel the clothes off, look at her eyes and kiss her. Unbutton her shirt, look in her eyes and kiss her. Get behind her, kiss her on the back of her neck while he undresses the shirt. And while he's taking off the shirt, he's taking his time and maybe he's kissing the back of her arm all the way down to her elbow, bringing it back up, circling back up to the neck. Patience. Patience, gentlemen. Sometimes they love men that are patient because they're the same guys that know how to take care of a woman's body if the body is presented to them. Okay? And I'm not saying all the time, because listen, every woman that likes it slow does like it hard, fast, dirty, and nasty. It's just some women, they want the first time to be a special time. Not all women. I'm just saying most women, they want what they see on these goddamn shows where they look and they look in each other's eyes and they slowly start to kiss and all this other stuff and slowly start da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But then maybe on later on they start to get all freaky nasty and all this other stuff. But sometimes women like it slow. They want to savor the moment. They want to savor touching you, sucking your dick, feeling your body, smelling you, feeling you, kissing you, touching you. They want to savor all that. Sometimes they just don't want to be bent the fuck over and all this stuff, man. They don't, okay? You see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying, yeah, Hannibal, yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, hey, E-Dog, goddamn, my boy. Hey, E-Dog, man, the motherfucker, the Hannibal that was on Netflix, I don't know if it's still on it. That's my motherfucking dude right there. Well, I forgot that dude's name. I think he's Danish or some shit like that. That motherfucker, hey, that motherfucker is cooler than the other side of the motherfucking pillow. That's how he got that pussy, because he never rushed it. But he got that pussy from that fucking police officer because he was smooth with it. He never pushed. He never prodded. But every time they were together, he would chisel a little away by making her smile, chisel a little bit away having nice deep conversation, chisel away by looking at her and talking to her versus trying to fuck her, where then he got her, he tore that pussy up when he got that motherfucker. But yeah, E-Dog, you're absolutely right. That is absolutely a great thing. But yes, absolutely. Guys, y'all want to call in? The number is 563-999-3056. Gentlemen, in the next few minutes, we will do a scribe. We will do a scribe. Yeah, the Hannibal. Yeah, yes, yes, yes. Mad. Yeah, yes, 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 E-Dog, yes. But that's on Netflix. You should be able to. I think it's still on Netflix. If you don't have Netflix, to watch them. Just it's art. It's like it's a Mona Lisa, how Bond and they do it. If you always notice, because I know a lot of y'all guys are going to sit there and say that, wow, you know, that's just a movie. Trust me, sometimes movies do have life can be seen in movies. What I'm saying to y'all guys is that if you ever watch, especially Bond, if you ever watch him, he shows the sexuality by how he leads her. But he's never trying to lead her in the bedroom. But if you notice about Bonnie, the women are always knocking to give him the pussy, but when the women fuck her, if you watch that last Bond, you will see that not only was he smooth with her and, you know, was real cool and smooth and sensual and all that other stuff, but when she fucked up, he put her ass on that motherfucking train and never looked back. That's what sexuality is about. Women, see, the reason why a lot of you guys get caught up with women is because sometimes you break up with them, and then they're like, no, fuck that. You ain't going to break up with me. Nah, I'm a sweet talk my way back in, get the invite, and then dump your ass where you are going to start missing me, which gives me the advantage, everything, okay? Let me see. My only thing is I don't want a girl to play games. I'm trying to find out if she's down or not. We can move on. Well, your problem is this is why you lose, because you have no experience. But if you're new to me, I'm telling you, you have no experience. Because, see, she can't be down to fuck you when she doesn't fucking know you, she doesn't trust you, and she thinks that she has value. So why should she be down to fuck you when she doesn't know you, doesn't trust you, and think that she has value? See, this is why I keep telling y'all guys out here the difference between motherfuckers that have game, that you should know this shit. Every woman you meet, whether it is me, Macario, all the fellas, every man, she doesn't know you. Do you understand that we're in a time right now because of that red pill shit that women are getting punched in the face, beat up, smacked around, spit on, and having shit thrown at them because they're telling guys no? Do you understand that's happening right now? Well, do your homework and start looking that shit up so you can see what's going on. So these women are on fucking edge. So why would a woman want to go to your fucking ass dungeon when she doesn't know shit about you, like this is porn? Why would she? I want you to tell me, N-Dog, why she would do that. Well, guys, like I told you guys, all my other dogs out there, wait for that motherfucker. Yeah, wait for the answer. Yeah, all right. No, I didn't say you was with that. But listen to that shit listen to this shit you saying. You don't want to play games? You want to find out if she's down? Down for what? Tell me, down for what? Fuck are you talking about? Was she down for what? I'm waiting. Tell me what she's... You let the class know. What do you want to know if she's down for? Because apparently you're going to tell you ain't a student here. It's a new guy. I'm sorry if you knew, but you know, we ain't on that weak ass shit. But I want you to tell us what she's down for. Hold on, V. I got you. I'm going to answer your question. I got to do this thing real quick. Let me see this last thing he's saying. Brother, look. Please either shut your bitch ass up and learn or get your bitch ass off the fucking channel. Because I don't like fucking people like you. Because I'm not trying to teach you to be a pimp, a hustler, a Mac, a baller, or a player, bitch. I'm trying to show you how to be a fucking man. So if you want to be a player, then take your bitch ass two doors down to the right so I can teach those who want to learn game, game. So either shut your bitch ass up or take your bitch ass on. I don't give a fuck either way. I'm sorry, guys. Let's go ahead and do this. Let me go ahead and shut him up for a fucking second. First time is going to be timeout. Second time is going to be a block, brother. Do what you want to do. Trust me, I'll do it. Now, anyway. All right, man. So here we go, guys. Gentlemen. So like I always show you guys, I always show you guys out there how your scribe works with everything, okay? And how sometimes where you're sleeping, well, I was telling you why it's hard to sleep, why my mind's always thinking and how I grab information and how I work things over. So I want to give y'all, I want to pull up an example. I got to pull up the example real quick. Let me pull up the, let me get the example. I got to get y'all the example. Okay, hold on 2 seconds. Let me get y'all the example. And I want to show y'all how this works. So guys, y'all get y'all crayons out. I'm gonna break this down. It's gonna be a quick scribe, but I want to show you how when you scribe it, market it, sell it, culinary, all these things. I'm gonna show you how the mind works when you actually learn game and you make everything about yourself, and how you can draw the woman in, how you can draw her in by showing her just a few things that I'm about to show you right here. This is the easy one I'm about to show you guys. So, guys, if you have a question, y'all got it. If you have a question, I'm going to add up all your questions. I got you covered. But go ahead, guys, if you get the opportunity, it's a crayon moment. So get your crayons out. Write all this stuff down. We're about to chop this up. So this is where the idea came from. It hit me because, you know, my client called me, like I say, and he fucked up with a woman that was sick. Okay, she wasn't feeling well. And he was like, the way he was talking to her was, I'll come over and take care of that pussy, but, you know, and bypass the fact that she wasn't feeling good. He was interested in her, and she didn't talk to him. And I told him, you can't double text her. You got to charge this one. Because if you said all that shit and she hasn't said anything yet, then you fucked up. So this is where I'm getting the thought, okay? This is where I'm getting the thought right here. So the first thing I would do, and I love to show you guys, is the first thing I want to do is I want to get scribe out. So that means for you guys, that means get out your notebooks and write this down. Whenever you have a thought, you want to write it down. Now, the thought is not going to go into action, and then I'm going to show you how to put it in action. I'll show you how to text it, voicemail, video as well. I'm going to give you the whole shebang on this real quick, and then we'll get back into the show. So the first thing I would do is I would scribe it. I'd say, scribe, okay, you know what? I got a thought. You know what? Now remember, I might not even be with a woman. Okay, I might be eating my cereal, playing my video games, brushing my teeth, watching TV. I could be ordering food. I don't know what I'm doing. But I know that the woman that I talk to will eventually have either a bad day or she's going to get sick or she's not going to feel well. Because women do get sick, they have bad days, they don't feel well. So what I want to do is I scribe it, you know, scribe. I get my scribe. Now and I want to, you know, I got to get to the studio because what I want to do is I'm going to say to myself, well, what do I want to do? Because I'm thinking to myself before I even scribe it. You know, okay, I know she's going to get sick. I know she's going to have a bad day. So what can I do to separate me from everybody? Remember, all these thoughts are to separate because these are the things that's going to want to get her to want to fuck you because I'm doing things that the average motherfucker ain't even thinking about. And I'm just going to show you in this thing right here. So I know she's going to have a bad day, and I know she's not going to feel well. So how do I want to play that? Now, remember, I'm storing this information in the library, so when it comes up, I just access it, gentlemen. When it comes up, I just access it. So she's not feeling good, having a bad day or something like that. Okay, let's go ahead and scribe it. You know what? I got an idea. Scribe, I got an idea. What I want to do is I want to have some fun with it. So when her and I are having a good time and we're laughing and having fun, I think I'm going to create a, guess what? A Steve Day spa card, an invitation. And I'm going to email that to her. Why? Because what I'm going to attach to it is going to be the reinforcer of this. But again, I want to have fun. Now, for all of those guys out there, you remember Sex Ween. Now, for you guys that are new, Halloween, I always give the guys like three things a Halloween game. So to kind of carry this over, if you're new to this, and my old guys, be patient for a second. Let me explain to catch these guys up. See, I came out with a card. Let me see if I have it. Let me hold on. Give me 2 seconds. Let me see if I have it still. Where's my? Oh shit. Let me see if I can. Let me see something. I can find that shit. I gotta do it the backwards way. Let me see if I find it. And to show you, I've done this before. So I want to make sure that when you see what I'm showing you, I'll be like, oh, okay. Well, for the guys that are new, you have never seen this before. But everybody else that follows me knows about it. Okay, so I don't have it. I'm just checking real quick. Give me 1 second. Let me make sure I have this. Because this is all going to make sense, guys. Just be patient with me. Because everything I'm saying, I want to connect it. Because, see, the one thing about this show, again, with patience, I don't ever want to just tell you shit. I want you to be able to see shit. You see what I'm saying? I want you to be able to see it. And I don't think I saved it. Let me just double check and see if I did save it or didn't save it. Looks like I did not save it. Okay. So for all the guys out there listening, to explain where I'm coming from, is in October, gentlemen, I always teach y'all game in ways to be sexual. And AA, I got you, and DV, I got you. Y'all ask your questions, I'm saving them, and I'm going to post those things up, okay? But what I'm saying to you guys out there, in October, I always tell my guys to give a woman. Now, you give a woman, you can do it all week long. You can do one, give one from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all up to Halloween. And it, depending on how many women you have, you can do the same thing with each woman. So what we do is give them a Sex-O-Ween invitation to learn the story of the sexual ghost that haunts my walls. So you give her the Sex-O-Ween invitation, and she comes over your house, and then every room in your house is a sexual area in which the ghosts used to do things. So in the living room was a dungeon. The kitchen was how we prepared food and put food on her body. Then because you have all the food on her body, you take her to your shower that has the red lights, and you wash her in the blood, and then you put the cuffs on her, and then you say the spirits of me, and you fuck the shit out of her. So that's just some of the game that we teach you guys in October. But anyway, let me continue. But why is that important? Because what I'm doing right now is the same thing on another level. So what I'm doing out of fun is I'm going to just send her this. It could be a, guys, you can text this over to her. If you're chatting with her, you can just send this over. Like you send memes to each other and shit like that. You can just send this over. A free, not my name, but your name, a free whatever massage, right? From the Steve Day Spa, right? This is a special gift, and it is valid as long as you're around, right? Well, really, as long as I keep you around. I should have put keep you around. But I want to send that to her because she is going to ask, what the fuck is this? Well, you know what? This is a coupon. When you have a bad day, when you're not feeling good, you cash that coupon in, and I'm going to take care of you. The only way I know how. Now, let me tell you how good this is and how cold this is, because some women will not use it when you're together. But if they want to get back at you, they will send that to you and say, can I cash it in? I miss you. I'm thinking about you. Can I see you? So it can work on and off, but okay. But this is the first thing I'm saying to my scribe. Scribe, I want to create this because this is not where everything comes from. This is just a starting course. This is just to drive her. Now, remember, this is my four. I'm driving her to the four, but now that I have that down, okay, scribe, so now that I have that down, make sure, let me check the messages and all that. Make sure I got the things. Okay, everybody's good. Let me make sure because I don't. Okay, 714, stay right there. I'll get you one second. 714, stay right there. I'll get you one second. Let me just finish up the first half, then I'll get to the second half. So now that I have that down, now it's time for the most important thing, okay? What am I going to do? What is it I'm going to do? And I'm just going to give you an example of how deep what I'm going to do. It's very deep. But in order to do it, like I said, now is the time where I got to meet at the studio, okay? Subscribe. What I want you to do is, hey, guys, we're going to do some finger exercises. We're going to do this. We're going to go with thumbs and fingers. So my five fingers, 10 fingers on this one. It's going to be a 10. This is going to be a 10-finger type move that we're going to do. Using all 10 of our fingers, we're going to use our mouthpiece, and that's all we're going to use, okay? But we're not going to make it sexual, but we are going to make it sensual. We're not going to make it sexual, meaning this is not, I'm not doing this to sleep with her. I'm doing this because she has a bad day or she's not feeling well, okay? This is not for sex, but this will definitely give me some pussy down the line. I'm just showing y'all how it's done. So remember, now I want to get into the studio to do the mix down, because once we do the mix down and the breakdown, I've got to market it. We'll show you the marketing, make it the law, and then I'm going to show you how to do it through text message, voice message, or video, okay? Because this is how, but it starts with your scribe. Let me grab this call because I like to take calls first. Let me grab 714 real quick before we continue this. 714, what's your question, man? What's up, brother?
Yeah, hey, Steve, it's me. It's Spicoli out in California. You know what? I just want to kind of piggyback on what that last caller said to you, because I thought it was disrespectful. And he wasn't even, let me just say something for about 20, 30 seconds before you interject. He wasn't even, it was almost comical. He wasn't even fit to play with crayons. To me, he sounded like he was still attached to his mommy's umbilical cord and sucking her titties. He almost sounded like he really had like a tampon up his fucking ass. And also, he's the type of guy that sounded like he would take a man doggy style and not even give him a common courtesy reach around. What do you think of that?
Oh, who are you talking about?
That last caller, the caller that you hung up on, that dude.
You're the first caller of the night, so I didn't hang up on anybody.
You were talking about somebody then.
Oh, yeah, the guy was talking. No, well, no, listen, the thing is, I'm here to teach guys how to learn. I don't have time. I don't like guys that
right,
try
you're
to.
Right, you referring to somebody. Whoever are you referring to? That's who I thought it was a caller you were talking about.
No, no, no. I don't. Remember, I don't judge men. So I don't judge him for what he's doing or what is happening in his life, because I don't give a fuck enough about him. I just see his behavior is somebody that's coming in and disrupting the class. So I just solve it. But that's how men do things. We don't look at what they're doing or how they're going to do it or what's doing to them. We're just going to get rid of their motherfucking ass and keep that shit pushing, man.
Right. Oh, okay. But I just wanted to come out. I was stoned, and I just wanted to give, you know, I had just come on and I was hearing the tail end of it. So, you know, I'm sort of a regular caller, as you know. So I just wanted to come on. I was super high, and I just wanted to just come out and be a little comical about it. Give my little comical spiel. But in reality, he is, whoever you're referring to is probably the type of guy that I talked about. And I wasn't judging the guy. I was just stating probably what he's been doing or what he's up to.
Right. But I want to give you a teachable lesson. And I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, give me a teachable lesson.
Yeah,
right.
I see where you're coming from. But what I try to get.
It was all comedy. Yeah, okay.
I understand where you're coming from. But what I'm trying to teach young men is to stop worrying about the next man and don't assume what you think is truth until you see the truth. You know what I mean? And yeah, all the things you're saying about him could be true. I'm not saying that they're not true, but we talked about it last night. I'm not going to let him rent any space in my head. So I don't even think about it. That's why I cut him off, told him to shut the fuck up and leave, because I don't want to give him any space. So that kind of connects to last night's show. That's all I want you to
say. And the reason I brought in the comedy routine, actually, because I wanted to be comical about it, is almost for the same reason as you did, almost like you almost dismissed him because he was a nothing, and I was just showing comical end of it, you know, just because he was nothing. So, you know, he was almost a joke. He was a joke. So I was trying to make a joke out of him. It was just one of those things.
It's all good. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, but I got to get back to the show.
I was smoking this 39% THC bud, so I was really high, and I thought it would be a little funny. I tried to throw a laugh in for occasionally. All right, man, I'll call you later on in the week. I'll call you in a few days, okay?
All right, thank you. All right, so let's get back to the show, guys. Y'all want to call in? Y'all have the number. The number is, for all you guys, all my aficionados out there, 563-999-3056 if you want to call in. But let me go ahead and continue in the breakdown. Now that we already know that we want to give her the card, okay, we got to give her the backstory to reinforce the why she should do it. But now this is where it comes down to what I want to do. What is it that I'm going to do? And I want to give you a prime example of what I'm going to do. And I'm going to break it down through feet, and I'm going to break it down through leg, okay? So the way I'm looking at it right now, and this is where I scribe it, okay, I'm looking at her foot, and I'm saying to myself, how am I going to make this move? So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to break the bottom of her foot down into section 1, section 2, and section 3, okay? Now, one thing you'll learn, if you'll see, now the movement that you see right here is the red is going to be 1, okay, and then the circle will be 2. And then the black will be 3, okay? So even though the first thing I want to do is I want to take my thumbs and I want to come all the way down, okay? I want to come on the crease and then get to the ball of her foot, kind of do a circle up, and then take my thumb and slide it all the way up the foot, okay? If y'all, I'm just giving you an example. Now, this is just going to be one of millions of moves out here, but I'm just trying to give you an example of how I'm going to break all this down, okay? So yeah, I'm showing you the move right here. So that's the move, okay? But also, now that's the move that I'm going to break down to you guys, but I know that that's just the beginning, because I'm going to break her foot into 3 different parts, 3 different sections that I'm going to hit, okay? Now, while I'm doing that part, then I'm going to work the leg. But I'm only going to work up to the knee. Remember, she's not feeling good. So I'm not trying to make this sexual at all. So I'm breaking her leg down into 5 parts, okay? You got her knee to her calf, calf to ankle. Then you got the 1, 2, and 3 that I showed you before that's broken down right here. So now that I have an idea of how I'm going to touch her, all right, I got an idea of how I'm going to break her body down. I've got it all in my head. Now I've got it already written down. This is where I then go to my marketing team. I've got to figure out a way how to market and promote this to myself, where I believe that I am smooth enough to go ahead and do what it is I want to do. Because remember, guys, in order for you to have your 4, you've got to know your why, you've got to be able to defend it, stand on it, and you've got to be able to express it. So what I'm showing y'all guys right now is just, this is all just a sample of what I'm going to do. I mean, I'm just doing it from a foot to a knee. I haven't even talked about her, the rest of her body or anything like that. It's just foot, knee, okay? I'm just giving y'all a sample, foot, knee. So once I take it in my marketing team and I prove to myself that, you know what, hey, look, this can work. I mean, again, remember, guys, in order for you to do anything to communicate yourself to a woman, You have got to communicate it with yourself and believe in it yourself in order to do that said thing. So what I'm saying is that what I want you guys to do in this part is to make sure that when you're doing this, that you want to make sure that you have everything down. So when I'm going to my marketing team, I'm just not going to the marketing team to talk about the moves that I want to make. I'm going to explain the car to myself, why I got to believe. See, all this shit, you got to believe in it first. Because if you don't believe in it, it's not going to work out. It's not going to work out if you don't believe in it. So I believe in it, and I will talk about the lotions I want to use. I'm going to talk about the lighting. I'm going to talk about the music. I'm going to talk about the setting. See, if you see what I'm seeing, I'm not just saying that these are the moves I'm going to do. I am at this point, while I'm with my marketing team, there's somebody also in the room with me, my guide. My guide has got to be in that room. We're all at the board right now. We're all at the board. I got my guide in there to explain how I'm going to do this. I've got my way to be creative and imaginative, using my imagination and my sexuality. I've got my culinary school in that motherfucker. I also have the drug lab. I got my drug guys in there too. So we are all in there in one place explaining to the marketing team, these are the moves. It's not just the physical that I'm doing. I have got to be able to do, and this is very important. Let me show y'all one last time, because this is very important. I've got to be able to paint that picture to myself, because the only way that I can separate myself from the average surface dweller is to really be clear, concise, and transparent to a point where she can hear it on a level where she feels like it's actually fucking happening right now, even though it's not happening. So I got to make sure that even though I have the move down, I've got the card, I've got the moves down. We'll break the moves down in a second. Well, through the texting, I'll show you that in a second. But now I have that. Now that's not the end. That's just the beginning. How are the lighting? All right, we got to listen. Guys, listen to me. Especially if she's coming to your place, I got to make sure the sound check's right. If I'm going to do it, let's say I can do it in my bedroom, I've got to walk in my door and I got to make sure the lighting is right. I got to make sure the Bluetooth speaker, the surround sound is right. And I got to lay on my back in the bed, lay on my back on the floor, lay on my back to make sure the lighting and the atmosphere is perfect, because all of this is a part of that card, all these little things. But I've got to know this information. So it's not just I'm going to do this move and that move and that move. No. This is the lighting I'm going to have. This is the music I want to have. This is the lotion I want to use, okay? These are the things that I want to do. This is how I want to have her positioned when I do this. This is why I want to have her positioned this way. See, this is where the planning stages come in with the marketing team, because what I'm saying is that I've got to sell me. Gentlemen, listen to what I'm saying. I've got to sell me on the move, okay? I've got to sell me on that, okay? I am selling myself on that. Then it's at that point that I believe in it enough. Then, oh, man, once I believe in it, oh, shit, man, I get to take that motherfucker right to the government and say, look, man, we need to make this law. We need to make this law. So, anytime I'm talking to a woman or something like that, we're having a great time. Out of the blue, I'm just going to send her a motherfucking Steve's massage card and let her know what it's going to be like to have that massage. You get one. You cash this in whenever you want, whenever you're not feeling good, or whenever you want a nice, full-body, non-sexual massage from a motherfucker that has skills that you don't even know about. So once it becomes law, okay? And once it becomes law, gentlemen, it is at this point now, I've got to be able to make sure. Now, once I market it and once it becomes law, that means that I can say it face-to-face. I can say it over the phone. I can text it, voicemail, video, or even go live with it. That means that this is, I agree with all these things. I believe in it. I marketed it to myself. I sold it to myself. Now I've got to be able to express it. Because remember, we talked about the why. Now let me show y'all guys. Remember the four. I always tell you about your square and how you make moves. Everything's a four. Remember, I know the why, right? I've just was able to market that. Now I can defend it, stand on it, and here's the last four is what? Express it. So now that I can express it, now is the time for me to go ahead and express it to her. So now that I'm on the phone with her, I give her the card and all this other stuff. Well, what does it entail? Well, you know what it entails is that, you know, I can just, you know, you sit back and relax. And what I'm going to do with my thumb is I'm going to take both my thumbs and I'm going to start at the ball of your foot. And I'm going to go in a nice reverse C-shape or a half circle shape around your your foot. And as I come down to your foot, I'm going to rub the ball of your foot. This is part of it. Then I'm going to take my both of my thumbs. Remember, when I come down this way, rub the ball of the foot, right? Take my thumb, come all the way back up on your foot. Now, when I come back up on your foot, what I'm going to do. Now, see, my dirty ass side just came up with a new move. But let me just pause real quick. Because if I do this move on her and it turns sexual, what I'm going to do then is I'm going to take... All right, I'll throw this in. All right, peep game. It just popped in my head. This is how my mind works. For all my fucking 101 guys, all you guys that have fucking 101, this is what you can use this right here. This will work on fucking 101 as well. You're doing your fucking 101 back move. You do this right here. It's already game over on my fucking 101. You got these two things. But y'all already know about it. Y'all should know more about this, but... But I'm saying on your fucking 101 back move, you can do this move while you're in stroke. But when you do the move and after you're done, you come back around, you work the ball, you come back up, then that is when you take her foot and slide it on your fucking right shoulder. You take your left hand, you grab her hip, slide her a little bit closer, okay? Then that gives you the way to work the second half of her body right here. But for my fucking 101 back, guys, y'all know what I'm talking about because I teach y'all about fucking and shit. But you can use that. But I'm sorry, guys. My mind just went off to sex. Well, let me keep it back to her not feeling good. So what I'm saying is that I'm going to be able to express this to her and tell her what it's about. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start at your knee. And guys, if you don't understand what I'm talking about, I want you to do it right now. Go to your knee right there. Don't go to the top of your knee. Go to the side of your knee and go all the way to the bottom of the back of your knee and slide all the way down your calf. I want you to feel that. Guys, I always tell see guys, nobody's watching right now, and I'm not trying to be all weird, but I want you to see what she's gonna feel by you expressing it. Through your expression, she will be able to do this over the phone, text message, voice message, however you break it down. That's where I'm going to start. I'm going to take my two thumbs, and I'm going to start at the side of your knee, and I'm going to come all the way down to the bottom of the back of your knee, a territory that most men don't even touch. Most men don't kiss, rub, suck, lick, or do anything to really the back of her knee. It's an area that men like me always hit on. But once I get to the back of her knee, I'm going to slide it all the way down to her calf. So what I'm going to do is go from one. I'm going to go from, well, I kind of got the arrows back wrong, upside down the wrong way. But I'm going to work from one to two area. All I'm doing right now is working area one and two. Back of her knee all the way down to her calf. Once I hit her ankle, it's at that time I'm going to come back up in a kind of a circle to rub the ankle, and then with my thumbs, I'm going to do like a kind of a spread flamingo. You know that bone that you have, that bone that's right in front of your ankle? I'm going to rub not the top of the bone. I'm going to rub the edges of the bone until I get back to the calf, bring it back down, slide back down, getting to her ankle. Once I get to the ankle at that point, from that point, I'm going from ankle to then section. At that point, I will be able to work section number three. You see what I'm saying? Or if you're looking at this, I'm working between three and four at that point. But what I'm saying to you guys is how, guys, this is just one move. All this is one move. All this is one move from one thought. And see, this is why I keep telling you how cold you can be when you just take one move and one thought and be able to break it down and to a point where you can express it to her, okay? Because I don't want to take too much time, but I just wanted to show you guys how it works, okay? How it can work. Because most average guys don't even think about doing the things that I'm telling you right now. Can't even express. So what I'm saying is what I have just done, gentlemen, is a thing that's going to make her come back to me. What I've done is a thing that's going to make her miss me when we're not together. Because when she's with the average guy and she says, I'm not feeling good, when she's with the average guy and she says, I had a long day, what do you think the average guy is going to do? Just say some average fucking surface level bullshit. Where then, remember, all of this is just a position. I've already imprinted what I'm doing on her emotions, wherever that is on her. And I just set the bar. So every guy after me or while during me or whatever, they're never going to do this. So why do you think she misses you? Why do you think she can't wait to feel your touch? Because she's never heard anybody talk that way. But you're talking that way, but yet you're not even trying to fuck me. Why is that? I mean, you're so smooth with it. You turn me on. You get me thinking. But yet I feel so insecure because I don't even know what you want from me. You see what I'm saying is? That's where the patient comes from with what I'm showing you. I'm kind of showing y'all a few things on that. But for my fucking 101 back, guys, you can add that to the video that you guys have, what we just talked about. You can add that right there. That's something you can add. That's a freebie for you guys. But that just came off the top of my head. But what I'm saying to y'all other regular guys out here that's just listening to the show, I'm saying that when you can express and you put it on voicemail, you send it on a voice message, what do you think she's playing all day? Hey, Tina, Lisa, Portia, come over and listen to this. Listen to what he's saying. His name is Justin, and he works at Taco Bell. No offense, Justin. I'm just doing that. His name is Justin. He works at Taco Bell. Wait, you mean the Taco Bell? You mean the Taco Bell on the corner of 50 and 5 time? No. I'm talking about the Taco Bell on the corner of Lethal and fucking Hazama. That's where he's at. But what she's doing is that she's selling you to not only her friends, but her friends are going to co-sign that you're that guy. You're that guy. And this is the guy that you should be fucking. Because I never heard a guy even say this before. What kind of motherfucker did you find? I've never heard a man. What, he gave you a spa thing? That's crazy. What does it entail? See right here, guys? That's how the game works. Okay? That's when you describe it. You figure it out, mix it down, you market it to yourself, then you make it long, you just let her know. So that means you already have that in your chamber. So whenever she has a bad day or she's not feeling good, that's it. But even if I want to take it another step more, if she's not feeling good, I'll go to Panera Bear and get her some fucking chicken noodle soup. I don't give a fuck about that. You want to know why? Because I know that one's going to be cooking for me eventually anyway. I don't mind doing something small like that, okay? So that's what I want to let you know. Daniel G, I think it is you. The stream is working fine. All right, so let's get back to what we're talking about. Let me check the phone lines real quick, gentlemen. If y'all want to call in, the lines are open for another 24 minutes. I got a question, go ahead and ask. There's some questions before we get into back to patients, okay? Can we give certain suggestions for the scribe at the moment, like Luke time and place? How we want to make her feel, et cetera. Okay, hey, D-Dog, listen, brother. Your scribe, whatever you think, your thoughts, you can't just say, I want to fuck her and think you're just going to scribe that. No, it's got to be detailed. Why do I want to fuck her? Where do I want to fuck her? What are the steps that I'm going to do to lead up to fucking her? What am I going to do while I'm fucking her? And then what am I going to do after I'm fucking her? And then you got to take all that. That's how deep it is. So you can scribe whatever you want, but it's got to be detailed because when it gets to your marketing team that you got to market you to you, You've got to justify the behavior. Why would you do this versus doing that? And why would you do that versus doing this? Because you've got to go over and question things with a fine-tooth comb, okay? Good question. Next one up. How should I react when I'm only being used for sex? Let me go past that one. Next question is, because he's fucking lying. Do we have to flip the script? Wait, how do we flip the script and make romance before making it sexual? I guess you're not listening and paying attention to what I'm saying to you, man. The problem is that you are falling into the fourth judgment. You're trying to fit her narrative. See, the judgments are just so fucking dope. You gotta get it out of your head to try to fit what you think she wants you to be instead of just being who you are. I don't have to bring up sex because I'm already fucking her when I'm making her smile, when I'm making her blush, when I'm making her laugh, when I'm making her think, when I'm making her react. I'm slowly undressing her here, and she doesn't even realize it because she wants to come back for more, because when we connect and communicate, she loses time. I give her access to me unlike any motherfucking guy she's ever met, because when she's thinking about me, she doesn't want me to realize that I have a little bit control over and she wants to hear my voice. She doesn't have to get in touch with me. I'm giving her the drug, pressing play. Keep pressing play. I'm positioning this. See, I'm not trying to flip a fucking script. I'm not trying to fit into what she wants me to be. I'm just being who the fuck I am, which separates me from everybody else. Because I'm not on this, I'm trying to flip script type shit. When she's masturbating, do you know I had some women tell me that they would masturbate to my voice? And it's just like a good morning, what's up, sexy, how you doing? And just masturbate to the voice. Because the voice is so soothing and shit. I don't have to flip shit. I just show the fuck up and show the fuck out and not force it. Because I'm patient. What I want above all things is that fucking invite. That's all I want. You surface dwellers can go for as much pussy as you want. That's why you ain't getting it. But you know how much pussy motherfuckers like us get because we get the invite? Oh, my God. It doesn't even make any fucking sense how bad that shit is. Get to the next one right quick. How the fuck you create those? Well, you go to Canva or someplace that has... easily, man. So let's see. Let me see if we got to make sure. Okay, so we're good with all the questions. But I don't think y'all understand. See, guys, you're asking great questions. But AA, it shows that you don't know the skill of patience. Because here you are thinking about already, how do I flip the script? How do I rush it? Because the problem is a lot of you guys are just not that interesting. A lot of you guys just don't know how to talk to women. A lot of you guys just don't know how to fascinate women and talk to women on such a high level that you're not even asking any questions. You're just talking. And the talk is so deep and fun and exciting that they don't want to get off the fucking phone. They're like, no, would you really have to go? You're like, it's getting late, baby girl. Why don't you go ahead and go have a good night? No. Oh, man, this is great, man. I know I got to go to work in the morning, but let me tell you, you know what? I just really enjoyed this, right? She really enjoyed all this stuff, right? So from that right there, man, from that, I already know that scribe. Go ahead and grab a file, a good morning file that we have. Now, the question I want to know, should I just do this shit voice message or video? The question I got to ask myself is, how much of an impact do I want to put on her ass, basically? because the voicemail is going to put a heavy impact, but the video might be a little bit too much. And I don't mean too much as in weird and creepy, but understand this, guys. She's never met a motherfucker that communicates the way I'm showing you. So when she wakes up in the morning, you got to kind of be careful about how you hit her. Remember, Uncle Ben, great power comes great responsibility. So if you know you're talking about, that's where you make the determination. Because if I give her too much, she's going to fall faster. But do I want to slow drag this thing along? Because the more I hold the dick from her, the more value I hold over her. Because I'm not making it about the fucking. She's going to make it about the sex because she's going to start to feel insecure. But also she's going to make it about the sex when she sees me on the fucking pillow doing the video, lifting up, talking in the wine that's above my bed. She's going to start talking about that shit. What is that above your bed? Wine? Why would you have wine above your bed? And as soon as she says that, this is it. This is it. It's already a done deal, okay? It's already a done deal. But see, what I'm saying to you guys out there that are listening to what I'm saying is that the patience in all this, okay? The patience, let me just go ahead. The patience, let me check the phone lines real quick because I'm chopping it up and check the phone lines. 16 minutes till the lines are down, but we're still chopping it up. But what we're talking about and discussing is how the patience will get you the sex faster than trying to rush it, okay? Because I'm tapping into the sexual impulses. I'm tapping into her emotional impulses. Guys, y'all think that women are not nasty, they're not dirty, and they don't like to fuck? Oh, they like to do those things to real men, I'm telling you right now. But when they know they want something and they can't have it, it drives them fucking crazy. It's just like taking soda and just shaking it. That's all you're doing. The buildup is so great. The buildup is great because she wants to fuck you. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Start talking about how cute you are. They're going to talk about your eyes, your lips, your package, how you walk. They're going to talk about your butt. They're going to give you every signal to let you know they want to fuck. They're going to let you know, okay? But see, what I'm saying is that when you stop being riled up about a fucking woman, okay, what is going to happen is you're going to start to have more patience. See, your patience is because you're not getting. And the way your mind is you think I've got to get that balance. But see, where you're going wrong is you're not being a student of the game. I never said that you can't get a one-night stand. I just don't talk about those things to you surface dwellers because I don't want to give you a thought that you got a chance. But most of you don't have a chance when women don't want to deal with you because when you open your mouth, you sound like you don't know what the fuck you're doing. But see, what I'm saying to all you guys that if we're looking at the street of sex, patience has a next door neighbor. And that next door neighbor is called creativity. And creativity is showing her why she should fuck you. Because even though I'm laid back in the cut and yes, I'm making her laugh, yes, I'm making her blush and smile, and yes, she's talking about sex and all that other stuff, I'm showing you how powerful when you take patience and you knock on the door of creativity and you take both of those things, you enhance. See, when a woman knows that you can enhance not her life, but you can enhance her by showing her things that she doesn't even know about sexually, and educating her about those things sexually, oh, she's your, it's like giving a stray cat milk. Why do you think when the freshman girls go to college, the professors are just doing this? Because the professors know they got patience. They know everybody else, the guys that come into college, they don't have patience. The sophomores, the juniors, the freshmen, even the seniors, they don't have patience. They all fucking thirsty. Why do you think they fucked the professors and the older married men and not care about the situations? Because in their mind, they're saying, if I'm getting something I never got out of any guy before and I'm getting it through this married guy or this guy that's in a relationship, fuck that. You can have whatever you have. I just want my time. I just want my time, meaning I'm willing to be on your roster. I'm willing to be on there. I don't care what you do with those other women. Lord, of course, protect yourself, which you guys should. But I don't want to know what you're doing. I just want to know when it's my turn, when it is my time. And the fact that you're not running behind me, the fact that you're not bugging me, the fact that you're not forcing me, I'm starting to fucking miss you. I'm really missing being with you. I'm missing having your balls in my mouth. All that stuff, gentlemen, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I am talking about. But this is how you win, gentlemen. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Okay, lines are good. 12 minutes ago, if y'all want to call, but this, y'all, gentlemen, this is what I'm talking about. These are the things, dog. See, the thing about your mind and being sexually creative is that it makes the woman see you as this mystical motherfucker that if I position or give him myself, he has skills that I don't even know about. I mean, my God, think about what he's doing and we haven't even fucked. Look how he's communicating to me and I haven't even sucked his dick yet. And how he's communicating to me, he's communicating to me on such a high level that I don't even know what the fuck I'm going to do. But then what am I going to do when I'm with him? I'm so nervous because I don't know what's around that corner. And God damn it, I want to know. That's the draw in. The sexuality, the experience all comes down to the patience. See, while I'm being patient right here, I'm still hitting her from land, sea, and air at the same time. I'm not rushing things, still giving her samples of what it will be like when she decides to let me in, when she decides she wants to fuck me, not the other way around. I've got enough patience because I'm like this. I'm good because the reason I'm good, because my warrior has me covered. King, just sit on your throne. I got this. We're going to hit her land, sea, air, and space. While you be patient, sire, and we're going to show her what it's like being with you. Because remember, all my aficionados out there, is very important. Why I want to show you why patience is important. Let me pull it up for you. Guys, you got a few minutes left. Y'all want to call in, please call in. We'll answer your questions and all that other stuff. But I want to show y'all, let me find it and show you guys why patience is important. Patience is important because the dress, the purse, the shoes, they and wait. They don't walk up to women and say, put me on. Please wear me. Please put me over your shoulder. They don't do anything but just position themselves. But with the way they attack, is the woman starts to see that I need this. this is going to make me feel so sexy. It's going to make me feel, it's going to make me feel like I'm $1 million. But most importantly, wearing this is going to take away my insecurities. What if a man can do that by being just as patient as that dress? Eventually, they will come around. Because remember, just because I'm patient doesn't mean I'm still not on my four. Because as long as we're going towards my four, meaning it's going to end up, we're going to fuck. It's going to end up that way. But as long as I'm leading, going towards my four, then I'm fine. I have all the patience, okay? Okay? And see, he says, Steve, it took me so long to get what you finally meant by patience and land CNN. Well, yeah, because what I'm doing is I'm making moves without really making the moves, man. See, the reason why she wants to fuck me is because I'm an anomaly. I was an anomaly the first time I approached her because I am clear, concise. I don't say shit and just waste fucking words. Y'all got, well, what are you doing? And, well, you know, I just saw you over there and fuck all that. I always put my bid in. Bid is always the same. But my bid is so fucking powerful, man, it's a shoe-in. When we first talked, I already got that locked in. Got the date locked in. I just keep telling y'all, just because we set the date on Monday for Saturday, that means we're going on the date on Saturday because I still got Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday to go ahead and be patient and go ahead and keep the attack going. Keep dropping the motherfucking bombs on her motherfucking ass while I'm being patient. I don't need to talk about sex because this is going to be the apparatus I'm going to use to fuck her here. And is going to let her allow me in here, okay? All right? Yeah, AK Dog, yeah, it's our membership. We got a Patreon membership. We have a Patreon membership, yes. But what I'm saying is, and CP, yes, come on, dude, stop asking that question. But what I'm saying to you guys is this. What do you think is going to happen when I'm giving her access to me in a way that no man she's ran into has ever gave her that access? Motherfuckers don't talk on the phone using voicemails and using videos. They barely text women. And when they're texting them, they text them with a bunch of boring-ass shit, man. I'm not doing that. I'm not built that way, and I don't want you guys out there to be built that way. I don't want you guys. Hold on. I'm just seeing something right quick. Okay. I don't want you guys to be built like that. I want you guys to use the creativity. Now, we're going to talk more on the creativity for the final hour. I want to carry that over, answer your questions and all the other stuff. Let me check the phone lines, stuff like that. Y'all got a question, put a cue. Y'all know the deal. Hold on. Let me check the cue 4 minutes ago. Guys, y'all know the deal. If you are texting a woman right now and you don't know, you're texting her, and she said something to you, and you're like, shit, I feel like this shit is slipping out of my fingers. I feel like I'm going towards the friend zone. Put a T and let me know I got your back. If you're talking to a woman right now, and she said something that threw you off your square, and you felt like you're slipping away, put a W in the statement and I got you. Or if you got a question, put a Q and I got you as motherfucking well, okay? All right, let me get to Harry right here. What's a good bomb drop on her the day after the date has been set up? Well, okay, all right, here's the thing. Okay. Once you set up the date, all right, you have technically reached a four. But that's probably remember, your bid is 1-4, okay? Your moves to hit that 1-4. Your second four is with your how I show you the first message you should send her, and you set up the date. So you hit that four. So now we want to move. Now we want to move to your four on the date, okay? And before you drop the bomb, Harry, I want you to move to the date four, okay? And the date four is simply, remember I told you, using the waiter or the waitress when they come up and you tell them the story of how you met. And you let them know that when I ask for the receipt, I want you to take your time because that's when I'm going in for the kiss. Now, that is going to be on a far four. But what I want to do is I want to move things up. I want to move things up because a lot of you guys, y'all are scared. And y'all just wait to talk to her on the date. No. I want to go ahead and push her to other fours, too, so we won't even have that in one. Now, I got it set up in case it works. It's in the chamber. But what I want to do is this is when, after you set up the date, the first bomb drop is this one, man. Hey, what's going on, Lacey? How you doing? I just want to let you know that I hope you have a good morning. Hey, how you doing, Lacey? This is Harry. Just want to let you know. I loved having that conversation with you. You know when I told you to send me a photo, damn, I'm looking at that right now while I'm saying this. So, Lacey, listen, what I want you to do is you have a very nice day at work. When you get an opportunity to get back up with me, I'll talk to you soon. Peace. Send that shit. Send it. What woman, and I say this for all you guys out there, think about the women that you have been with, or not you, because I don't want to make you feel bad, but think about the guys that these women have been with. Do you actually think that she wakes up to a voicemail? Do you actually think that she wakes up? And when she wakes up to that voicemail, you just move from marijuana to cocaine. You're still giving her the drug of you, but you're upping the ante of the drug. You see what I'm saying? You just move from weed to the cocaine of you. Because it's at that point that you are not only making her day, but she's going to let all of her fucking coworkers hear that fucking message because it's so outside. All right, girl. It's so outside of the box that she's got to share. Remember, I always tell you guys since the Pussy Whip show, back in the late 90s, I always told you this is the unicorn right here. Remember I told you this is what I used to tell guys like in 90, what is it? Probably like 96, 97 online and shit. This is what I want to say to y'all guys. This is what I would say to these guys. What I want to do, if you were walking in the woods and you really saw a unicorn, you will either try to capture it, or it would be so fucking outside the box and amazing that you will tell somebody about it. So that's the bomb I want to drop. I want her to be so amazed. I want her to be so amazed by it that she shares the virus to her friends. They might have taken the shot, so the virus might not hit them, those women, but it's going to hit her. Because she's going to be pressing play over and over and over again. And as long as you do it that way, you're good to go. But this is why patience is so important. It's not being patient. See, if you're trying to be patient to show her that you're a good guy, you failed. Your patience should come at, I don't need to rush getting your pussy. I just need to show you why you should fuck me, pretty much. And when you do it that way, you change up the game tremendously because they're not used to that. They're not used to somebody. But as I told you before, I'm being patient. We talked about that the first and second hour. I'm being patient, but also I'm hitting her with bombs through my creativity. And being creative, man, the more creative you are, it changes everything up. Because what creativity does is it puts you in a level that you're all, it's just you. You're the only one on the level to a point where they will stress out, they will trip over. Hey, James, man, don't just put no fucking T. Will you express what the fucking T is, please? God damn it, dude. I don't want to have to hold your hand. T, don't look at this motherfucker. Just put it. James, will you fucking tell me what the text is, please? Jesus Christ. Anyway, let me get back to what I was saying. So what I'm saying to you guys out there, all my aficionados out there about creativity, see, the thing that's so beautiful about the creativity is that it draws the woman to be more. It makes her more excited. It makes her send you messages. When you wake up in the morning, some of you will wake up to something like this. Some of you guys will wake up to something like this. Some of you guys will wake up to something like this. Why are you going to wake up to something like this? Because you're so fucking creative. You're so different. And everything about you reeks sexuality, okay? Some of you guys will wake up to messages like this. Some of you guys will wake up to titty pictures like this. I mean, it's just, it's so much, because what they're saying is they're putting you on a level above everybody else. So they got to, and I'm not going to say they're going to work with you with kid gloves. They got to play their game differently. This is where you win. She can't play games with an opponent she has never met before. She can play games with 98, take out the gay guys. She can play games with 98% of the guys out there. She can't play games with you because she can't even fucking figure you out. But what she's trying to figure out is, why can't I stop thinking about him? Why do I want him and stuff like that? Hey, CP, listen. This might not be for you, big dog. And again, I am always caring enough for you guys to let you guys know that sometimes it's in for you. Do you actually think that I would put you in a position to look thirsty? Do you actually think that I would sabotage you and fuck you over and make you look thirsty? So if you think that this ain't for you, brother. Best thing you do is go to a red pill place and you ain't ready to be a man. This ain't for you. This ain't for you. Because if you actually think that I want to fuck you over and make you look like a bitch, then you're in the wrong place. This ain't for you. I'm just letting you know. Don't message or say anything else again in here, or I will ban you. Just shut your fucking ass up. This is not for you. From this point on, you just sit in the room and shut your fucking ass up and listen. Don't say anything else. I will ban you because I take offense to that, because I will never do anything to make you thirsty. Because as a motherfucking man, I'm never thirsty because I don't worship women, motherfucker. I tell you, man. I tell you, it just kills me when these guys don't understand shit. Question right here. How should I reply? Tonight I got my kids. Tomorrow I'm all about you. All right. So let me show you how this works, brother. I got this one. Great, great, great. Great question. Great question. Great question. Let me show you how it works. Oh, wait. Let me take this down. Sure, how it works. Easy question. All right, so and mark this at 2 hours, 10 minutes for you, brother. Scribe, write this down. The next time a woman tells me that she's busy with the kids and all that other stuff, but she wants to do something tomorrow, this is what we want to do. What I want to do is I want to let her know, go ahead and take care of what you got to take care of, okay? So tomorrow I can take care of you. But how I'm going to take care of you is I'm going to do a little bit right now, tonight, before you take a shower. And then tomorrow I'm going to take care of you in other ways. But in order for me to show you how I want to take care of you tonight, what I need you to know is you let me know that you want to play. Allow me inside a part of you that no man has ever been in before. Allow me to play with you and allow me to touch you without touching you. Just let me know if you want to play. And then you can type the words play, press play, hit me back and say you're ready and you want to know, right? Remember, the draw-in, the draw-in. I'm not forcing her, just drawing her in. Once you get the kids done, I understand how it is with the kids. Once you get them done and you're ready to take your shower, let me know and I will instruct you on what I want you to do. She's doing the kids for a few hours, maybe homework or whatever the fuck she's doing with the kids. You told her what to do. She should be texting you and saying, you know, I'm almost done with the kids. I'm about to take a shower. What do you want me to do now? And that's when you instruct her with the shower thing that I show you guys. That's how easy that is. It's a easy layup. But what you're doing is you're not See, you're not just saying, oh, I'm all about you. Oh, well, yeah, let's we're gonna fuck. See that? That's not patience. What I'm saying is, do you see how I'm drawing it out step by step by step, where every step she's saying, show me, show me, show me, withholding the information to a point where this better be good. I mean, he's built this up, and that's what I'm saying. I built it up so great that when it comes time to have her do the shower thing that I teach you guys, she's going to do it. It's a fucking slam dunk for you, brother. Just remember that. All right, let me get to this one. Let's see here. What else we got here? Bear, I'm going to give you the same thing as P. This is I'm going to put you the same thing. If you open your mouth again, I'm banning you. So you shut your fucking ass up too and don't say a goddamn thing. And the reason I'm saying this to y'all in this way, because I fucking am trying to teach those that want to learn how to be men, and you are disrupting the class. And because you're disrupting the class, I got to put you in the same thing. Say something again, I'm banning your ass. Shut your fucking ass up. Take your bitch ass somewhere else. I don't give a fuck what you think, motherfucker. But you ain't going to disrupt the class. Hey, for everybody in the classroom that's learning, on the bottom of my heart, I do apologize. I got to sometimes cut out the viruses because I know you guys want to learn. And I appreciate the fact you want to learn. And I'm not going to let these motherfuckers come in here and disrupt your learning by saying a bunch of silly shit. Okay, guys? We'll continue. So how do you stop? Well, again, you stop worshiping women by learning how to put yourself first. Anything you put it, see, the reason why you worship women is because you don't have any game. You don't know how to fuck. You don't know how to eat pussy. You don't know how to talk to a woman. You don't know how to be sexual with a woman. You don't know how to be sensual. You don't know how to be romantic. You don't know how to be smooth. You don't know how to be kinky. You don't know how to be nasty. You don't know how to be naughty or anything like that. You don't know how to do all that. And that's why you worship women. But until you want and become a student of the game, it's at that point you'll grow as a man. But it's the choice that you have to make for yourself. And once you make that choice, it'll happen for you. But right now, you can't see what you can't see. You can't see it. And the reason why you can't see it is because you're not on a level to see it. So you're going to continue to worship women until you choose to make that change and begin to become a student of the game. But until then, you're never going to change. You're always going to be that. And then one day you're going to wake up. You'll have your midlife crisis. You'll find a woman really young. You'll pay and barter and beg your way for pussy. And she's going to be fucking a guy like me on the side and giving me your money. So, you know, it's up to you how you want to do that shit. But anyway, guys, let's get back into it. Let's get back into it. We're in the second hour. Last hour. Hey, guys, listen, for all my guys out there, the lines are down. Take the lines down, everything. All my guys out there that are learning this stuff, make sure, guys, that you ask a question, put a Q